Welcome to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal. We examine things like habits of entrepreneurs, emerging trends, financing, marketing, unique ideas, where to get help, even how to get started on your own. Want to tell the story of your small business? Send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Today's stories: a startup tries scooter sharing in New York City, and a nonprofit in Oklahoma adopts a social media movement to generate free publicity. Those stories after this. Running a business is hard work, but getting the right insurance coverage for it doesn't have to be. Geico Commercial Insurance makes it easy to get excellent coverage so you spend less time worrying and more time growing your business. Geico Commercial Insurance offers great coverage like general and professional liability, business owner's policy, workers' comp, and so much more. Go to geicocommercial.com for more information and to start your coverage today. That's geicocommercial.com.
This human resources professional is a rock star thanks to Kronos, and this is her hype song.
I'm the spark before the fire. I'm the power in the train. I
have HR, payroll, talent, and time.
I'm the dream, and you should know that.
Now we're engaging all the best people.
Kronos, HR solutions for the modern workforce and the people who support them. Learn more at kronos.com/HR swagger.
Well, suddenly, they're all over the New York City boroughs of Brooklyn and Queens. Shiny black and blue mopeds. Several weeks ago, the scooter-sharing startup called Revel dropped 1,000 bikes on the streets. Decals on the mopeds invite anyone to download the Revel app and take a spin. More from correspondent Jennifer Koshenka.
Get ready, New Yorkers. A scooter-sharing invasion is here. As Ann Cadet of the Wall Street Journal tells us, 1,000 mopeds are ready to go in the Big Apple. Ann, how did these mopeds end up here?
Well, they kind of appeared around the streets of Brooklyn and Queens, starting at the very end of May. We've got about 1,000 of them kind of parked around the curbs, and you can see people scooting around on them. They were brought to us by a company called Revel, which is a local startup. And it's a lot like City Bike or Car2Go. Anybody can download an app and join up pretty fast after they get their driver's license and that kind of thing checked and their driving record checked. And you download the app and you give them your credit card, and then you can just hop on a scooter and zoom around. They had kind of a test pilot in one neighborhood in Brooklyn running for about a year. In Bushwick, that only had about 68 scooters. So going from 68 to 1,000 is a big change.
So is this an agreement between New York City and this company?
They told me that they reached out to a lot of local politicians and the police precincts and the community boards and the Department of Transportation, but they actually didn't need any permission. It's legal to ride a moped in the streets. All of the mopeds have driver's licenses. They didn't really need to do anything to get permission. Anybody could have done this.
And what is the price for taking one of these mopeds to use?
I did some math. It's about a third of the cost of taking an Uber. They told me their typical ride is about 3 miles around Brooklyn and Queens and takes about 20 minutes, and that would cost you about $6.
We're speaking with Ann Cadet of the Wall Street Journal. Ann, your story talks about your experience trying to drive one of these mopeds. What happened?
Well, I kind of knew it was a bad idea for me. I've never driven a motorcycle or a moped before, and Revel has free lessons available, but when I signed up last week, the first lesson available wasn't until August 9, so I thought, well, I'll just wing it. And I was talking to a friend who rides a motorcycle, and he said, Ann, this is not a good idea. This is not something you want to try for the first time in the streets of New York City, but I had a column to write. So I hopped on one, and I have a little kind of dead-end lane in the back of my apartment building, so I was just kind of zipping up and down that lane, which was pretty easy to balance, and I was having a lot of fun. And then I tried to do a little U-turn in the lane, and I turned the throttle too hard, and I crashed right into a brick wall. So that was my very first experience. And then I tried a few more turns, and I took it out on the streets, and I was a little concerned about this one kind of busier street in my neighborhood, so I thought, oh, I'll walk the scooter on the sidewalk for a block to avoid this kind of busy thoroughfare. And I didn't know to turn the throttle off, and I accidentally cranked it back a little bit, and the scooter leapt forward, and I yanked it back so it wouldn't, you know, jump out of my hands and hit somebody, and I turned it over on myself, and it pinned me to the sidewalk, and I had to wait there for a while until someone could come along and help me get out from under the scooter. So I got a little banged up, like I wasn't seriously hurt, but yeah. It wasn't fantastic for me.
That's not a great story. I mean, yeah. If other people are inexperienced, it sounds like they could have the same problems.
Yeah, I talked to one of Revel's co-founders, who actually, after I contacted with them, he gave me a free lesson, and that helped a little bit. And I said, you know, I don't really think somebody like me who's never been on a moped, I don't think I should be able to take it out on the streets without first getting the lesson. They are adding instructors so that there's more slots available, but they kind of pointed out that anybody who wanted to could actually, you know, buy a moped and drive it around. You don't need a special license for it like you do for a motorcycle. So they say they're doing what they can to, you know, provide instruction. And his point was kind of, well, most people wouldn't be as ridiculous as you are and try to do it without taking a lesson. So I can't argue with that.
Thanks, Jennifer. Correspondent Jennifer Koshenka with Wall Street Journal columnist and cadet. Again, Revel charges $1 for each ride plus 25 cents a minute. More after this. Make an ordinary summer day into a great one. Right now, ButcherBox is offering juicy, flavorful, grill-ready, 100% grass-fed beef burgers, which is perfect for any summer cookout. ButcherBox burgers are ready to go, third-of-a-pound patties that you can toss on the grill for an easy weeknight meal, or create a show-stopping, wipe-your-face-on-your-sleeve bacon cheeseburger for a neighborhood barbecue. Right now, new members will get 6 burgers for free in every box until October 15th. Listen, this is summer's best offer. For $20 off your first box and 6 burgers for free in every box all summer long until October 15th, go to butcherbox.com/Gordon or enter promo code Gordon. Again, for $20 off your first box and 6 burgers for free in every box all summer long until October 15th, go to butcherbox.com/Gordon or enter promo code Gordon. An Oklahoma animal shelter is hoping to lure in adopters with something even more tempting than extraterrestrial secrets: adorable pets. Oklahoma City Animal Welfare wrote in a Facebook post recently, "Come storm our shelter. We have great animals ready to protect you from the Area 51 aliens. Adoption isn't that far out of this world. Hashtag storm the shelter." The Huffington Post says the message includes photos of dogs wearing tinfoil hats. It's a reference to the viral Facebook event page called Storm Area 51, They Can't Stop All of Us. The page describes a raid on the storied U.S. Air Force Base to see them aliens, purportedly scheduled for September. Luckily, OKC Animal Welfare, which recently had 149 dogs, 54 cats, 2 pigs, and a hamster available for adoption, may have just come up with a great alternative activity. And if you're located nowhere near Oklahoma City, there's a good chance that animal shelters or rescue groups near you have their own pets in need of homes. As the Huff Post says, you can always make your own tinfoil hats for them. The clever way of a Oklahoma animal shelter adopting a social media trend and making it its own in order to generate free publicity.
Michigan is one of the best places in the country to do business. But you don't have to take our word for it. Take Evan Lyles, CEO of Roush Enterprises, instead.
For the people that are involved in product development, there couldn't be more unique and exciting opportunities that are really going to shape the future of the world. It's a really exciting time to be in Michigan.
Big things are happening in business here. Find out why by searching Michigan Pure Opportunity.
Reminder, by the way, the Small Business Report is found on our website, thismorningwithgordondeal.com. That's also where you can hear our daily news program called This Morning, America's First News. Again, if you'd like to share your small business story, send me an email at gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. That's gdeal@compassmedianetworks.com. Thanks for listening to the Small Business Report. I'm Gordon Deal.
Bye.